Grace, peace, and mercy unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, especially on this wondrous Christmas day. And it really is wondrous because he dwells among us still, not just way back in manger time, but he really does dwell among us still. The text for this reading, and I've included a bit of my own translation, is "The Word became flesh and took up residence. He tabernacled among us. We observe his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we give great thanks that you have always been among God's people. You were there in the days of the Old Testament, guiding the children of Israel to the Promised Land. You returned and became tabernacled in a different kind of housing. You took on human flesh and abided with us. Here you remain with us today. Under the forms of bread and wine, you truly are present. May we see this so wondrously in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The world out there, which had already started celebrating Christmas, probably, at least formally, with the Santa Claus parades at the end of November and then in this area at the beginning of December, well, they're pretty much living on the last fumes of the holiday spirit, as I can gauge it. At the Girard Square, which is walking distance from my home, the shopper is greeted with the sign that says, "The 24 Days of Christmas, December 1st to December 24th. So a few days ago, I was in the mall. I have to go to the mall too. I had sat down on a bench. I was chomping at the bit, though, to make my way to the exit and escape from it all, when I was joined by a trio of giggling, exuberant kind of preteen girls who sat on the bench across from me. You know, when things are crowded, people start to sit closer. Their excitement and conversation, though, is not focused on Christmas Eve and even presents on Christmas Day, as you might expect. But they were looking forward to, and I kid you not, they were looking forward to Boxing Day, which in the church, of course, we call the Feast of Stephen. But they were looking forward to Boxing Day. When they would meet again as friends, the gift cards in hand, and they would join the utter frenzy as the doors would open. The new religion is consumerism, and the massive malls are the cathedrals of this world now. Let us bow our heads and pay, is how it goes. Indeed, I don't think I exaggerate here. People put their time into what is important to them. And studies reveal that people in general are spending more time shopping than ever before. They're buying maybe about the same at times, depending on their means, but they're shopping more. On December 21st, 22nd, you could already read the signs that the Christmas season was already fizzling out. I don't know if you are one of those brave people that gets to the mall in those last days. I get sent, of course. But December 21st, 22nd, you could read the signs, and the Christmas cards in Indigo had already been marked down to 50% off. There was even a sign which read, "Pre-Boxing Day Sale." I feel sorry for those in the world whose Christmas has peaked early. It's now fizzling out hours from its end. How sad that they are feeling like they are in the final hours of celebration. But for us in the church, Did you know that the Christmas season, well, it's already just begun. We've celebrated Advent 4 yesterday morning. And Christmas didn't officially get started till afternoon with the newly spread white pyramids. I was happy that my sister-in-law helped me put those ones on. For the celebration of Christmas Eve, and so really, today we're just getting started. Now, Christians have 12 days of Christmas instead of the 24, like the shopping mall worshipers. Day one is today, and it goes until the 12th night, which is January the 5th, which then signals both the climax of Christmas and then the eve of the Epiphany and getting into the season of Epiphany. And Epiphany is when we celebrate, really as part of the Christmas cycle, Epiphany is when we celebrate the fact that the Gentiles come to worship the Christ child, and we have a special worship service for that. We commemorate their journey and worshiping of the Christ child by the wise men. We celebrate the Christ who took on human flesh and dwelt among us. And so we contemplate the Christmas text for today. We talked about, we had the reading from Luke 2 last night, but this morning the word of God is from John 1. The word became flesh. That's what we mean when we say incarnation. He is in the flesh, the carnal. He is in flesh. The Word became flesh and He took up residence. When you look at the original languages, and not to bore you with that sort of thing, but it really means He tabernacled with us. He was in the tent among us. And so Pastor Joseph, he did well to connect that Old Testament reading with the book of John. He dwelt in tents among us. He tabernacled among us. We observed His glory. The glory is the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. I hope you remember that connection between the tabernacle, housing the very presence of God, being then, therefore, transferred. He's taken it up in His flesh. Flesh like us. He assumes human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary when the angel announces the glorious news to her at His conception. That flesh, though, becomes first manifest to the world at Christmas when He is born. He is made manifest to certain poor shepherds of Israel and later to certain wealthy Gentiles who are the wise men from the east. And guess what? Even though the Christ child grows up, He increases in stature with both God and man. He suffers, He dies, He rises again to walk the earth for another 40 days. To ascend to heaven, He retains His human flesh, and He shows us that this human flesh of ours can rise from the dead. This human flesh of ours, by God's grace, shall ascend into heaven and enter into the gates of glory with Jesus. Still, Jesus, even as He is fully in heaven, according to His body and His divinity, His rational soul and all of that, Jesus does not leave us forsaken with just some fading, misty memory of Himself. I assure you, that's not the way it goes. We have the fullness of our Lord's presence in this place, even now. And yes, I know, His Spirit abides with us. I can hear some of you thinking, you know. But His fullness dwells with us. The real presence dwells with us. I say, as God's Word says, we surely have the fullness of our Lord's presence. We may taste and see that the Lord is good. Just as truly as God became man in Mary's womb at the incarnation, so the same incarnate Jesus is present in our midst when His God-ordained elements of bread and wine when they are connected to the holy words, "This is my body. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. We trust Jesus." In other words, the Lord's Supper is really the incarnation continued on earth until the very end of time. Now, the end of time shall surely come. In a moment, in a heartbeat, how fragile is this life? How short it is, and as one grows in years, you recognize that. We Christians, though, we in fact long for it, that Jesus may come on clouds descending, or we may join the Lord at his calling. I was thrilled that such expectations are present even in the Christmas carols. I challenge you to go home, find one of those Christmas Eve bulletins, go back and see if heaven is mentioned at all, and you'll find it there. But in the meantime, we are blessed. The fullness of our Lord's humanity and deity, it's present here. May we prepare then to partake of him, receive him, and kneeling down before him. And what a wondrous reality we enter when we come to this communion rail. Because here, heaven touches the earth, and such time itself leaves us for a moment. We kneel in the presence of Jesus, the real presence of Jesus. We kneel in the presence of angels and archangels, and yes, you may not see them, but God's word assures us that the angels long to see into such things. All the company of heaven, Mary, Joseph, even Saint Nicholas of Myra, and all our loved ones who departed in the Christian faith, we may not be able to speak to them, but we know that they are present because we are one church. The church in heaven and the church on earth, the church militant joins with the church triumphant. And we know that we share a fellowship, a communion of the saints. Here, though, also is an eternal newness, a foretaste of heaven itself. And even if we go back in what we said today, you'll see that phrase, sing a new song. We sing a new song. We've just really begun to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord, and we continue to celebrate throughout the church year, especially whenever we sing that song, "Glory to God in the Highest. Glory in excelsis Deo." And we do so regularly, those that come to this place. What a blessed gift. All praise to Jesus this day. We sing a new song in his name. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep us in the true faith and to life everlasting. Amen.